T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We got Coach O right now.
Oh, we have Coach O on?
LSU Coach Ed Ogeron joining us now. Coach, how are you?
Bobby Christian, what's up, man?
You sound fired up, Coach.
Man, hey, first day of fourth quarter on the field with our team, man. I loved it.
Well, and, you know, Coach O, when you look at it compared to where we were last year and all you're dealing with, the beginning of COVID, boy, I'm really thankful that when you got to talk to my dad, before he passed away on March 28th, and how much LSU football meant to him. But it's amazing what has transpired in a year. And all of a sudden, everything got shut down. But it seems like that we're going to have a full practice schedule that begins March 16th, ends with a spring game April the 17th. 15 practices plus and the spring game so far planned. Even LSU's pro day, which is a big thing, because we all look at our LSU athletes and going on into the NFL scheduled for March 31st. So it seems like that everything is going to go according to plan. Now, cross your fingers and all that. But it even what is your take, even if, look, we're kind of uncertain with fans to be able to attend the spring game and how many people will be allowed to enter Tiger Stadium. But it just seems very positive right now, obviously, compared to last year at this time.
I mean, it's like the sense of normalcy. It's like everything's getting back to normal. Now, I know it's not, but, man, I mean, we're happy. You know, I've got 20 or 22 players coming back. We got the most returning guys we've ever had here. Get the offensive line back, the defensive line back. Got a new coaching staff. Man, think about this. The average age of the coaches that we hired are 20 years younger than the other coaches. And, you know, they're hungry. We got two coordinators that are hungry. Man, I'm just so excited about the things that are going on.
How do the players – you mentioned your staff and the youth on your staff. How are the players, accepting them? How are they welcoming them?
They love them. They're around them all the time. You know, they're younger guys. They can relate to them. I got guys that come from the NFL, and, you know, all of our guys want to go to the NFL. So those guys are going to listen to those guys. But every one of those guys that come from the NFL, most of them, not all of them, had college experience, and they knew how to deal with college players, and they wanted to be here. So far, it's been pretty darn good.
Now, Coach O, how challenging has that been? Because, you know, look, different generations and different decades and how you're dealing with individuals. Is that almost that had to be a challenge, because it's all about relationships and who you're comfortable with, to almost to have a younger staff to relate to the young players.
You know, Bobby, things have changed. You know, when Coach Perry told me you were going to jump off the bridge, we'd jump off the bridge. I mean, what Coach Perry said. Things are different now, and not that the players don't listen, but personal relationships and interests and finding out what's going on in their lives. Like, I'll give you an example. I took the leadership committee out to a nice restaurant last Thursday to relax and meet a couple other coaches. I found out a lot of stuff about what was going on. They were very appreciative. They opened up and told me the things they like, the things that they don't like. And every one of them told me that they loved me after they left. You know, I think that's more important nowadays than X's and O's or anything, is fixing LSU first, so we can fight for each other.
Now, you know, Coach O, when you look at the expectations, obviously year in and year out, when you're coaching the LSU football Tigers and to be held accountable, obviously you're available. But the thing is, to me, It's like you can't just be a winner. You have to be amongst the best. And how important it was to be trending in the right direction to win that game against the Florida Gators and the Ole Miss Rebels to close out the season.
I knew if we would win those games, it would get us, catapult us into a good recruiting year, a good class, and it would be a positive deal, especially to have Max Johnson start the first time as a true freshman. You remember those days.
Yes.
And to go to the Swamp and to win that game and then to come back and play excellent against Ole Miss. So it gave our guys a sense of confidence. It gave our guys the taste of winning again, that they're just not wasting their time. And it just there's a positive atmosphere around here right now.
Now, Coach O, when you look at the Trigger Man, everyone looks at the quarterback no matter what the program, high school, college, professional. You look at, all of them, Finley, Max Johnson. You take the bulls by the horn and you just go. And you just go out there and compete.
That's right.
And then you look at Miles Brennan going forward. I always said this. Tell me you're doing this because the eye in the sky don't lie. And that if you look at, okay, all the quarterbacks, everybody wants to be the quarterback for LSU, but did you win the job? Do you evaluate day in and day out every practice so the players see this and everyone knows where they stand? Is that, okay, who won the job? And not given to you, but actually going out there and compete and where Miles Brennan's at with his experience going forward. You don't give it to him, but you go out there and earn it.
Everything's graded. Today, our first practice together, the fourth quarter, is graded. And the only grade you can get here is elite. And there's about maybe we voted tonight, and then we're going to final vote tomorrow, but there's about three or four players that graded elite. And, and that there starts the competition at every position. But the quarterback position especially, I grade every practice, every one-on-one, every drill. I have it typed up. I have it in a book. And we put it together, and at the end, we make the decision who's the quarterback, who, like you said, who earned it on the practice field. And eventually, I think everybody sees it.
LSU coach Ed Ogeron here on Sports Talk. Coach, I've asked you this, I think, last year around this time or in March, later in March. Derek Stingley Jr. is junior year now, and I know the first 2 years you said that the plan that you discussed with him and his father was the first 2 years focused on offense. Have you made any kind of determination of what his role might be on offense this year?
Yeah, you want to wait till the spring because now we have a new defense in again, okay? So I think it would be unfair for him to have to learn a new defense and try to play offense. But after the spring, I'm going to sit down with him and his father, and if he wants to, I'm going to give him a chance to play both ways.
Now, Coach O, when you look at it, because the game has changed, you look at the rules and how offenses have progressed and then defense is just trying to keep pace, and it fluctuates back and forth. But what would you consider, like, a scoring defense? Because it used to be like, I don't know, Coach Morris said, like, you hold them to, I don't know, 16, 17 points, you should never lose. I don't know, is it like high 20s now, or what is it?
Well, Bobby, we talk about this all the time, but you don't want to tell your team. But in reality, if you look at it, if you hold the guys to 29 points or less, you're more likely going to win every game here.
Whoa.
And we're never going to make our standards like that. We're not going to do that.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I think it's realistic. If you say you're going to hold them to 21 points or less, you have a great defense. The way offenses are scoring points nowadays.
What does Coach O think about his friend The Rock's new TV show and the guy that they have playing the 29-year-old Coach O at the U?
Yeah. First of all, I love the show, man. I love Dwayne. He's a good guy. I thought the show was funny. It was good to sell. I like especially the car that him and his buddy. It reminds me of us when we grew up, you know. I mean, a lot of good things about it. I thought the guy that played me had a good accent. You know, I thought he worked hard. I read about it.
Right.
We got to put that boy in the weight room, man. We got to get some beef on him.
Yeah, he was a little skinny.
How
was
the voice?
That's the only thing.
Did he get the Coach O gravelly voice?
He got the voice better than the body. I mean, he was a little too skinny, I'd say.
Yeah. That's all right. He did a good job. You know, in fact, he's playing tonight. I'm going to be home watching it tonight. I love Dwayne. I wish him all the success. I think it's a good show.
Do you think that helps in recruiting?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, the kids love it, you know. I mean, it's just funny. They love it, and it's good to see that, you know, all the players that came through the University of Miami, and, you know, I was able to be a part of that. And now, look at Dwayne Johnson. He's the highest-paid actor in all the world, and he's just like one of my sons, you know. So we have a great relationship, and it's just like me and Bobby, man. Look at all the things that would happen, and we kept friends throughout all the years, you know.
Yeah, but Coach O, I never got that one-on-one acting job with Sandra Bullock. I mean, you look at Blindside. Come on, that's pretty huge. And I was on, my name was mentioned on Seinfeld, but yeah, you hanging out with Sandra Bullock, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, you did a lot of other things I'm not going to say on the radio.
LSU Coach Ed Ogeron here on Sports Talk. Coach, so what's on tap for tomorrow? And if you can kind of just lay out the rest of the spring, so what LSU fans could expect to hear about over the spring.
Yeah, tomorrow is competition, man. We pull ropes against each other. We compete against each other. We flip tires. We got it. Actually, we got it from Urban Meyer at Ohio State. And, you know, one of the things that we remember about Joe Burrow, he beat one of the guys, one of the linemen or something like that. We had film of that stuff like that. So tomorrow's a big competitive day. We compete against each other. Thursday's another fourth quarter day. It's agility drills. And then Friday morning, we have football school. We let the boys go. We like to give them the weekend. We're going to do the same thing next week. And then the week after, we're going to start spring ball on the Tuesday.
Have you talked to Joe Burrow lately?
You know, I text with him every once in a while. He texts me, sends me a couple of things. But, you know, we keep in touch. I don't have many phone calls, but a couple of texts.
Now, you know, Coach O, when you look at, even though the game has changed, obviously you look at 7-on-7 in the skill position, that to me you always still have a chance if you can win on the offensive and defensive line.
Yeah.
And now, I know you got to protect the football, take it away or protect it, but to me you always have a chance if you kick an ass in the trenches.
Yes. Yes. You know what? Last year, you know, Bobby, I was really pleased. The one thing on the defense that we did well is we put pressure on the quarterback. You know, at one point we were leading the conference in sacks. We did cause turnovers. You know, we just didn't play very well as far as giving up explosive
plays. The chunk plays,
and you kill. You know, explosive plays kill you. In fact, Bobby, they're saying now explosive plays are more important than a turnover battle. I'm not going to believe that. But you look at the last two games, we were +9. You know, +5 in one game and +4 in another. That's why you're going to win. I always believe in the ball. But I do believe that the game is won up front. It's always going to be a big man's game. Alabama's offensive line this year was one of the better offensive lines that I've seen in a long time. Years past, they had great defensive lines. I do believe that we have a chance to be really good up front on both sides of the ball.
Coach Ozero.
I'm really impressed with is from Terrebonne High School, Bobby Basin Smith.
Whoa, and he just came on campus. He's early. He looks like a man amongst boys already. What?
Oh, I wasn't here with Tyson Jackson. I wasn't here with Michael Brockers, you know, but people around here are saying that he's reminding them of them already.
Hello. I like you that.
Know, and, you know, a young man from Florida, Bryce Langston, watch out. He may be the best defensive lineman that I recruited since I've been there. So I feel good about the guys that we're bringing in. You know, I feel good about the graduate transfer from Clemson that's coming in. I'm excited about him. You know, we've done great with graduate transfers here. We got to find some safeties. We've got to find some dominant safeties. Well, we recruited two young dominant safeties. Derek Davis is here already, a young man from Pittsburgh, excellent player. Sage Ryan, who's the number one safety in the country. You know, you get Elias Ricks healthy and Derek Stingley are the two number one cornerbacks in the country. So
right.
I'm excited about what's going on. I just got to get them to play together. That's my job. I'm excited about coaching this team more than any other team I've ever coached.
And, you know, Coach O, it's amazing how the game changes. And you talk about the cover corners and the guys on the outside. But you know what's a sexy player? And I say sexy because they didn't have this when we were growing up. It's like a huge safety or a smallish linebacker.
Right.
They describe that like that hybrid type safety. Like the Saints have that in Chauncey Gardner Johnson. I mean, he can cover the slot. Then he can run support. He has that swagger. Boy, that hybrid safety. Is that described when you're recruiting in high school as a hybrid type safety? Or how do y'all break that down?
Yeah, well, we look at a safety that's better, closer to the ball. We look at a safety that's better in the post. But you look like Derek Davis. He's that guy. Derek Davis can start a tailback here. I'm not going to say start a tailback. He could be one of our top tailbacks here.
Right.
But he's a great athlete. But you got to use those guys, especially with the RPOs. Bobby, if you can't cover a slot here in this league, you're going to get burnt. And as you know, you play cover four, you play cover two, you cannot let that slot have a free release at that safety. You're dead.
No, you get burnt, yeah.
That's right. And you got to cover down. See, we got to take away the RPOs. The run pass, they got a pre-snap read, they got a post-snap read. It's very tough. It's like the triple option. So those hybrids enable you to play the RPOs and also to play on the slot.
LSU coach Ed Ogeron, thank you so much for the time. We'll check in with you here soon throughout the spring. Thanks again for carving out some time for us.
All right,
hey,
Junior.
Bobby, your boy T-Bob's doing a great job on the radio, man.
Well, he's more articulate than me. I mean, he don't have an accent. He don't have an accent like you and me. So
he also knows what a clock is.
All right, Coach O.
He also knows what a clock is on radio. This is Sports Talk.
Well, he's a professional.
On WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.